Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi everyone, welcome to another Best of Tea with Twiggy. Now this week we put together two interviews from two brilliant entrepreneurs, Joy Mangano and Deborah Meaden. And they're incredible ladies, they've got amazing stories and I hope you enjoy it. And if you want to listen to the full interview, you just scroll down under Tea with Twiggy and you can find the complete interviews. Okay, enjoy. So I wanted to ask you, you grew up in New York City or did you grow up out of the city?
I grew up a little bit outside of New York on Long Island.
Oh, okay. On Long Island.
Right. I grew up on Long Island. I raised my family on Long Island. I raised my business on Long Island, so in New York. So a New Yorker through and through, I guess, right?
I think you are.
And spend a lot of time in the city, of which I adore as well.
Me too.
So, and I a firm believer that if you just love what you do and you can do it with the people you love, which I'm able to do, growing it. It's an amazing thing. And I've really gotten involved in health and wellness as a result of everything. Mm-hmm. I started that actually 10 years ago.
Oh, okay.
And, I created a brand in the last 2 years. I saw what was happening and we put this in the forefront. The brand is Clean Boss and it's best in class health and wellness. We've created, and this is what started 10 years ago, the most powerful botanical disinfectant cleaner and odor eliminator. So it's safe for the family, safe for pets. But let me tell you, it'll scrub those bathrooms better than anybody. It kills COVID. It's everything from salmonella to athlete's foot fungus to everything. Wow. It is the most incredible product I think I've ever created because it has so many wonderful features and benefits. You don't have to use the bleaches and the ammonias and the toxic cleaners. This is so powerful. It captures the power of thyme, which is an herb. Yeah.
I think we're all learning. And, COVID has helped point out because of COVID and everything kind of coming to a halt. The air has got cleaner and people are much more into nature and looking after the planet, we hope.
Right.
And certainly, there's all these young teenagers and who are coming out and saying, this is going to be our world. We want it to be safe. We want it to be.
Absolutely.
So things like this product are so important.
Absolutely. The alternative has to be better, right?
Absolutely.
So if you can say there are so many products that say, they're natural, but they don't clean, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or they don't even disinfect. I never knew my cleaner didn't disinfect. And of course, I always knew the disinfectants never really cleaned. This is, it is a phenomenal product. I really should have made a hipster with it because I use it all day long. Once you get it, it becomes part of everything. It makes.
So was this germ of an idea yours and you went to this is an area I don't know, but did you go to chemists to work on something? Is that how you do it?
Yeah. So the germ of the idea, there are so many people because now I've been doing this for over 25 years, almost 30 years. I am always talking to engineers and scientists and designers, right? And so even, when it comes to nonstick cookware, we changed the nonstick cookware world to ceramic nonstick. We were the first ceramic nonstick safe for the family to ever be released in the world. And then we changed the whole industry.
I knew you did that. I didn't know that was a first.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Yeah, it was the first. And everybody said, nobody is going to care. And I said, oh no, everybody's going to care. And this was, so you want to talk, it's like over 2007. So 2007. So we were all using the same nonstick and I couldn't figure out why it was always flaking inside and I had to throw it out. Well, because it wasn't made to go over to high temperatures. So there were a group of scientists from Europe that we had been talking to and they said, we have an amazing alternative to cookware and it's ceramic nonstick. And, at the time, the person we were talking about, Mindy, was, a CEO of the company. And, you know, I said, you have to trust me on this, Mindy. It's going to change the way people cook. And, you know, it took us 2 years to get through all the legal, everything, you know, because this didn't exist. And it was, you know, traditional nonstick was for 50 years, it hadn't changed. Yeah. And it was the same companies that made it. Mm-hmm. So we went on having listened to people say the consumer won't understand, you know, they're not going to care. Oh, they understood, Twiggy. Oh, you know, yeah, that we have the smartest consumer today, and we sold out. It was one of the fastest sellouts I've ever had. It was incredible.
I could be the lovely, soft, smiley one who just says lovely things, but I don't think that's kind. Yeah. I think you've got to be honest.
No, I think you're right. I did a 3-year stint on America's Next Top Model. I mean, totally different thing. But it was these young girls with huge dreams. And I said up front to Tyra Banks, who ran the show, I'd love to do it. I'd love to be a judge. And I can't come on and be the horrible one, because I was one of those young girls once.
Yeah.
And I know at that tender age of 16, 17, 18, you know, the dreams are huge, but I will be truthful but I'll be kind. And yeah, I actually think you are pretty kind, because there's your panel that aren't, but you are kind and you tell the truth. And, you know, sometimes they are a bit silly, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, I hope I'm kind, but you're right. Sometimes you actually get somebody you think, actually, you're not hearing me. The only way I'm going to get you to hear me is to, you know, theoretically slap you around the face with a wet fish. You know, I mean, it's just, you're just not getting it. So that's when I get a little bit testy, I think. And I'm like, oh, for goodness sake, listen, you know.
Have you ever, I was thinking yesterday, have you ever passed on something and then about a week or month later think I should have invested in that, or found out that it did really well, or has there been anything that's kind of you've regretted not investing in?
So I'm not a regret kind of girl. I think I give it my all. You know, if I want something, I will absolutely go for it. I will make an offer that I think is fair. And I won't go beyond what I think is fair, because I think that sets up really difficult relationships. You know, the Dragon's Den is the beginning. If you get an offer on Dragon's Den, that's the start, not the end. So you've got to imagine working with these people. You've got to strike the right deal for both parties. So if I don't win a deal, then then so be it. And you know what, Twiggy? Honestly, genuinely, if I hear I passed on something and they've gone on and made millions, well, bloody good on them. You know, good.
Oh, good.
That's a reason to be wrong. Isn't that a great reason to be wrong? You know, isn't that?
Absolutely.
That's not bad news. So no, I'm not a regret kind of girl.
Good. No, I'm not actually. No, I'm not at all. And you guys all seem to really get on, do you?
You Which don't ones have to are you talking about?
Tales out of school, but you No. Oh, go on, dish the dirt. No. Go on.
Genuinely. So we go out every night when we're filming. We go out every night for dinner.
Yeah.
And it's fair to say that some I would call my friends. I like them all.
Yeah.
I respect them all. Yeah. I admire them all. But some, you know what life's like. Some people you just gel with, and other people you like, but they don't stick. So, and Peter and I have gone, you know, we go back a long way. We've done it. We've done Dragons for a long time. And I've made some, you know, Sarah Willingham, Nick from Moonpig, you know, I've made some real friends in the den. And Sarah, the lovely Sarah, who joined us a couple of years ago.
Because how many seasons have you done now?
17.
Oh my goodness. Because you weren't in it right at the beginning, were you?
I wasn't. I joined series 3. Yeah. So, but yeah, that's a long time.
I can't believe it's been on that long. That's amazing.
No, no. And when I joined, I honestly thought that I'd give it a go. And if I like it, I'll do it more. But if you'd said to me, I'd be doing it 17 series later. I mean, you know, staggering.
Wow. But it is, it's a blooming good show, isn't it? I mean, I don't know whether you probably don't watch it, but it's so...
I do.
Well, you do watch it sometimes.
I do watch it. I watch it because I find it interesting, because when you're in the den, mm-hmm. I'm sitting this side of the chair and I'm concentrating really hard, not just on the entrepreneur, but what's going on either side of me.
Yeah.
And I'm really interested. And also some of those pictures take up to 3 hours. So I'm very interested to see which bits they pull out, which bits they edit. And I also like them to know that I like the edit team to know that I watch it, because I just like them to, you know, because I've got to be fair, they're brilliant. They you know, they manage to take 3 hours and turn it into 10 minutes and it's still the pitch, but every now and then it's just not being quite, you know, I think I didn't feel like that then. Don't make me look grumpy, you know, and I'll just let the edit team know I watched that last night and that wasn't the right look.
Oh, that's hysterical. I can't believe it. So the actual show takes about 3 hours to record, does it?
Well, so we record, we'll see about six, seven or eight pitches during a day. And the longest I've been in is 3.5 hours, and the shortest has been 11 minutes.
Amazing. They were in and out.
That's as long as it takes for them to present their pitch and all of the dragons to go, I out.
Well, I hope you enjoyed our Best of Tea with Twiggy with Joy Mangano and Deborah Meaden. And if you want to listen to the complete interview, as I said earlier, just scroll down under Tea with Twiggy and you can find the complete interviews there. So enjoy listening to them. Okay, bye.